Wall Street focuses on things other than the war in the Middle East, and we'll share why. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 10th day of October. Thanks for being with us. In other news, get ready to buy movie tickets. We're talking Taylor Swift. Thoughts about the September Consumer Price Index ahead of its release. We'll talk about that a bit. They are saying the housing market is in an ugly place, and we'll check on that place today. And we've got some additional housing news for you. Generations and mortgage costs made the news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and it is Prime Day. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend a little time with us again today. Want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over at Threads, it's Insight on Business. You know, over the past several days, we've heard some very smart people suggest that Wall Street would take a beating because of the war between Israel and the terrorist organization known as Hamas. But that's not the case. Why might that be? Well, Wall Street looks first to money and the prime rate. And now that the central bank is hinting that no further rate increases may be available, investors are coming back to equities. Well, those numbers from today, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Well, it's not just Swifties who are eager to see the Taylor Swift movie about her Eras tour. You want proof? The AP is reporting that movie theaters are readying for an onslaught like they've never seen before, beginning Friday when Taylor Swift The Eras Tour debuts. So why does all this make the business news headlines? Well, a concert film compiled from several Swift shows at Southern California's SoFi Stadium is expected to launch with more than $100 million in the bank. In fact, advanced ticket sales worldwide have already surpassed $100 million. Of course, concert films aren't anything new. Just last month, the Talking Heads classic Stop Making Sense returned to theaters for a decades later encore. But the Eras Tour heralds something new and potentially game-changing in the movie industry. Two of the biggest stars on the planet, that would be Swift and, in December, under a very similar agreement, Beyoncé, are heading into cinemas in first-of-their-kind deals made directly with AMC theaters that circumvented Hollywood studios and which, for now, leave streamers waiting on the sidelines. But how did the once-declared-for-dead multiplex, that would be AMC theaters, become the go-to place this fall for a pair of stars previously at home on Netflix? Well, here's the answer to that question. When studios began diverting some of their titles to streaming platforms, movie theaters began thinking harder about how they could fill their screens, a question that was exacerbated this autumn by an actor strike that's led to the postponement of big releases like Dune Part 2. And yes, movie theaters are changing and adapting. But back to tickets. Adult tickets are being sold for $19.89. That's a reference to Taylor Swift's birth year and 2014 album, a re-recording which is due out on October 27. And by the way, that is higher than the average movie ticket price, but several thousand less than many tickets to go see Swift live. Speaking of money, the September Consumer Price Index, or CPI, is due out, and economists are predicting it will show a 3.6% increase in inflation compared to a year ago, and a 0.3% increase from August, most of which can be blamed on higher fuel prices during that period. Meanwhile, used car prices have come down. That's across much of the country anyway. And Morningstar is reporting that if the CPI comes in hotter, it would point to the central bank raising interest rates yet again. Meanwhile, the core CPI, which excludes food and energy prices, is expected to show an annual increase of 4.1%, which would be the lowest reading since September of 2021. The monthly increase in the core CPI may hit between 0.2% and 0.3%, and that would indicate that inflation is continuing to normalize. We shall see. All right, let's talk about the housing market, which is in an ugly spot for buyers. And while things may be stabilizing, that just means more pressure will likely shift from buyers to sellers. Yes, mortgage rates are high, which means folks sitting with low interest rates are not about to move, so there is a lack of houses available. Add to that the fact that we're seeing many sellers start to lower their prices, hoping to attract buyers. Business Insider is reporting that home construction is on the rise at a time of year when it typically slows down. Altos Research recently noted that new house inventory rose 1.8% in the last week of September compared to the week before. Zillow also noticed a rise in listings, with the real estate listing firm senior economist Jeff Tucker writing, quote, "There are more motivated sellers and more active listings overall than any time since last December," end quote. In addition, more sellers are dropping their asking prices. According to Redfin, during the 4 weeks ending September 24, 6.5% of U.S. homes for sale had a price drop. That's up from 5.8% back in August. Zillow's numbers were even more aggressive, saying 9.2% of listings dropped their prices in the week that ended September 16, and that is the highest level since November of last year. Now you know. All right. We're not done with housing yet. We got part two coming at you. MoneyWise is reporting that Bank of America data seems to indicate millennials are in a particularly tough spot when it comes to housing because many of them, especially younger millennials, weren't quite ready to snap up a home and capitalize on the historically low borrowing rates during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Bank of America data, obtained by Markets Insider, shows that millennials have experienced a near 20% increase in mortgage debt since the fourth quarter of 2021, compared to Gen X, who saw a less than 10% increase, and get this, baby boomers, who had a near 0% increase in the same time period. In addition to painfully high interest rates, the average entry-level home hit a record price of $243,000 in June. That's up 2.1% from a year earlier and up more than 45% from before the pandemic. All of this, according to real estate brokerage Redfin. All this means that a first-time home buyer needs to earn an annual salary of about $64,500, which is over $10,000 higher than the average wage of Americans aged 25 to 34. And it's up 13% from $57,200 just a year ago. All right, let's look at something a bit brighter. And what would that be? How about the third day of wins for Wall Street? The Dow came off session highs but still gained 134 points to close at 33,739, while the NASDAQ picked up 78 points, also coming off session highs, to end the trade at 13,562. And the S&P 500 added 22 points to finish the day at 43.58. West Texas Intermediate crude fell again today, off by 42 cents to end at $85.96 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about Amazon's Prime Day, which is now in full swing. The online shopping giant hopes to offset the expected slow holiday shopping season. Ongoing inflation and growing consumer debt are dinging Americans' buying power as the restart of student loan payments also kicks in. Adobe analysts expect that intense comparison shopping between Amazon and other major retailers such as Walmart will put shoppers in the driver's seat. Adobe predicts that U.S. online sales growth will hit 4.8% in November and December for a total of $222 billion. That is higher than last year's 3.5% growth, but still far below the 13% growth that we saw back in 2019. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for listening to us. And remember, please, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.